what you heard is started out as a piece that I wrote in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina. Tara was in, I don't know, I think high school, as I recall, and we had a benefit concert where we raised some money for Episcopal Church in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, that had been extensively damaged by the hurricane. That was where that piece began. And then afterwards, I remember thinking, or maybe we were talking, hey, maybe we should turn that into a violin concerto. And so for years, we talked about a violin concerto, and I was going to write this violin concerto, and she was going to play it.
Let's talk specifically about the concerto. You've flown in to perform it with the university mm-hmm. orchestra. Describe the soundscape of the concerto.
Sure. The concerto is called Satori, which is a Japanese word that means awakening or enlightenment. And you can look at that word in a lot of different ways. And I don't think any of them would be wrong. The piece has three movements which are interconnected. It performs without a pause. The third movement actually contains the other two movements within it, as well as a very lengthy coda, sort of on one harmony. The harmony that the piece we played a minute ago, that sort of becomes the end stretched out to a great deal, the end of the concerto.
To me, it's kind of a journey from, I just imagine someone like sitting down, maybe to meditate, just because that's the connotation that, you know, awakening conjures up, and, you know, sitting there and being at first being bombarded by all these thoughts and troubles, and then towards the end, everything just kind of melts away into this serenity.
And I was wondering, did it feel like a lot of pressure at all to be like working on this concerto that is something that your father wrote? Or
yeah,
is that just kind of like a thing that you're used to because your dad's a composer?
Well, I mean, I'm used to playing his music, but this was more of a big, huge thing that had, you know, been in the works for a long time. So it was kind of intimidating.
Well, she may think it was intimidating. It was far more intimidating for me, you know, to write a concerto for your daughter. And, you know, what if you screw up and write a dud? You know, that would be terrible. That would be absolutely terrible.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, too, is how I can't screw this up.
But she has played millions and millions of pieces that I've written over the years. That piece for the Hurricane Katrina, the original impetus of this concerto, I think she had a day and a half to work on the music before we performed it for the first time. I can imagine that for her it's hard because, you know, she doesn't want bad things to happen to her old man. But it's hard for me too. You know, you want to write the best you can for your family.
This is part of the full concert. I would love to hear from you a little more about what else will be performed.
Absolutely. The concert opens with the Fauré Requiem. It will be conducted by Dr. Stephen Caldwell with the Collegiate Chorale, about a 200 voice choir, with orchestra and soloist. It's about a 35-minute piece. It's excruciatingly beautiful. It's a wonderful piece. You can't miss it. And with a 200-voice choir, how often do you get to hear a choir that size around here? So by all means, that's the first half. Then after intermission will be this concerto. The concerto is about 25 minutes, I think, depending on how long we can milk that last chord before it fades away. And then we'll close the concert with The Ride of the Valkyries by Wagner.
Wow, what a concert
pep everybody
closer
up.
There.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thanks so much for coming in and playing a little bit and talking about this concert.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much.
Yeah.